Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Paul Hamilton going to join us here. We'll get his thoughts on last night's game. And then a very quick check-in is the Sabres have a preseason game on Monday. They've been practicing, and no one got hurt in the first practice, unlike last year.
The vibes are better.
Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Although Lukanen and Tuck got hurt before practice started.
Technicality, Paul. Paul, how'd you enjoy last night's game before we get to a quick check-in on the Sabres?
Well, the Bills made it interesting, and I'm sure you guys have already spoken about it. The third down defense was extremely concerning when I'm sitting there at halftime and seeing, well, the Bills were 3-for-4, which is good, but the Dolphins were 8-for-10 on third down defense. Now, there are guys who are missing from the Bills lineup. You could arguably say they're missing their two best defensive players in Oliver and Milano. They got a couple of guys who are midway through their suspensions, which you would think are going to help the defense when they are back. And they are short, but you know they had a good game against the Jets. They did not have a good game in the games 1 and 3. But I don't know if I want to sit there and say it's concerning just from the fact there are a lot of guys who aren't there who are going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big part of it, big part of it. And the Bills have now 10 days off until they get to the Saints game. And, Joe, how many times, Paul, will the Sabres play between now and then?
I think it's four?
Four
it's
games?
Definitely.
All right. We get most of the Sabres preseason just like in this little gap here. So, you know, off and running towards the October 9th opener against the Rangers.
We get it started tomorrow with a scrimmage. So,
all right.
They're already on the ice. They just finished. Now they're doing one-on-ones, but they just finished doing some breakout work. Breakout and then into the offensive zone for some forechecking. So, you know, here on gate two, they're already into those types of things. And Lindy Ruff spoke yesterday about, especially in the second period, remember how Buffalo gave up a lot of goals in the second period last year, and they would give them up in a hurry. And he said they really did a lot of analysis on that during the offseason and have changed some things in their defense, especially in the second period, to account for those changes. So you change at the right time. You don't leave the goaltenders hanging out with bad changes. And that's going to be part of their philosophy to try to make this team better defensively, is especially in the second period, what they were doing wrong and how they can do it better.
Paul, are we at a point yet where we're getting line combinations for the Sabres?
Yes, but the thing is, don't forget, Tuck is not in this combination. So
right.
Benson was with Norris and Thompson. Quinn is with Kulik and Doan. Zucker is with McLeod and Danforth, and Gerkson is with Krebs and Malenstein. The defense is just the way you would expect it to be. Byram and Dahlin, Samuelson and Timmons, Power, Kesselring, Jones, Bryson.
If you had to guess, would Tuck most likely go where Doan is right now? Okay.
Yes, and then I think Doan would might slip into where Danforth is. Don't forget Greenway is not in there either. They're expecting him maybe to be ready by the first game. He had to have a second surgery in July. He suffered a setback from the surgery that he had when we were still here with the team last year. So he is still recovering from that. He is skating. I mean, I saw him over at Harbor Center skating on his own when we were over there. They're hoping to have him back by game one. So he would be in that lineup too. So Doan and Danforth, I think Greenway would probably be where Danforth is with McLeod and Zucker. And then Tuck would be where Doan is with Kulik and Quinn. That would take Gerson out of the lineup and probably drop Doan there.
Okay, in terms of battles, Paul, like, what do we really have? We have maybe a spot at the bottom of the roster. There's the goaltending part of this, but the Luukkonen injury complicates that. And then is there one in the top six? You just mentioned Benson and Quinn there. Like, would you expect they're just going to ride into the regular season given those opportunities, or could Zucker take it from them or anybody else?
I was having a conversation with a fan on Twitter yesterday, and really there's a top three. There's a top three, and there's an energy line. And then there's Kulik, Doan, and Quinn, and then there's McLeod, Zucker, and Danforth. I could sit here and say, well, last year Zucker had 21 goals, McLeod had 20, so that's your, quote, second line. Or I could say Kulik really did well when he was playing with Thompson up on the top line. And, you know, Quinn, through it all, still had 15 goals last year. I mean, I think a lot of people maybe forget that, so... you know, you could make a case. Then we could sit here and make a case for them being the second line. So I don't think they really. I think they have a top line. They have two lines, and then they have an energy line. Is I think the way to look at it right now. Because in my mind, there's still spots available for top six forwards. This is the third off season now where they haven't been able to acquire a top six forward, and they actually traded one away. Now they got, you know, good return and are going to be better defensively, which they have to be. You can't be 29th in goals against and be in the playoffs and be well. So they do have to be better defensively, but I still think there are holes there, and that's why I don't even know if I can call it a top six right now as we're in training camp.
Paul, on Quinn, is there a bit of a bet on him here, and is he in better shape? I'm seeing he scored his second goal last year on December 15th. Like, he did come along a little bit later, but it was a terrible start for him.
Yeah, Lindy Ruff was talking about he got a clip of him deadlifting. And I don't remember what the amount of weight he was doing. I won't.
4,000 pounds. Let's just guess.
But Lindy said he was like, wow. I mean, he said he really was doing what he was supposed to be doing. And they have a new strength and conditioning coach. Thompson came in and was with him for 2 months over the summer. Mm-hmm. He had him at the World Championship, and he was here July and August working with this guy. So the players seem to be taking to this guy. And, you know, according to Lindy Ruff, Jack Quinn took the offseason very, very seriously. And I'm not trying to say he didn't before. I wasn't with him. I don't know. But I know he did this past offseason. So if he's stronger. I mean, he's way too easy to knock off the puck. We all know that. So if he's stronger and is better in front of the net where he's not as easy to move out of there, you know, he has an elite shot. As I said, he still wound up with 15 goals as poorly as I thought he played last year.
And then Benson, Paul, like, if he's with Norris and Thompson, you mentioned like it's a top line and then maybe like a middle six. That's a big opportunity for him, and he does a lot of things well. I guess that would be a big opportunity for him to not only just play well, but score, right? Because he hasn't put the points up yet.
When you have a conversation on Twitter, you can't really explain yourself, and people were misunderstanding what I was meaning with Benson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When I was saying it wouldn't kill him to go down to Rochester. And what I'm trying to say with that is if you have Benson in your top six, you need more than 28 points. You need double that. And that's where I think he could really blossom is in his offense. I have no problem with Benson as a player. I mean, his forecheck, the tenacity he has, the way he wins battles, the way he plays makes him a bottom six guy. He has scored and had points in every league that he's ever played in. And that's where I was thinking a little time in Rochester might give him some offensive confidence and help him maybe on the pro level see the puck go in the net a few times and then maybe be able to carry that into the NHL, because I certainly think he could be a scorer in the National Hockey League, but he's been in the NHL since he was 18. So that's what I mean. I don't mean that he's an AHL player or he's a bad player or it should be a penalty to him or anything like that. I'm just thinking from a development standpoint, maybe he could develop his offense a little better if he spent a little time down there.
Thank you, Paul. We'll check in Monday for sure, right? Preseason game number one. We'll start to talk with you regularly, which means I'll just text you at 7
Paul's
o'clock.
Paul's like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, I've missed you guys. I mean, it's been a little while. So, we talked when Levi signed, and that was basically the only time we've talked. So, I've missed you guys.
I've never done it, but I've always been tempted to text out a screenshot of our conversations, because it really is just like 7 a.m., okay, 7 a.m., okay, 7, okay, 8, okay, 7:30, sure. Like, Joe, look at this. I'll show the chat on the screen. Like, it's just, that's the whole conversation.
I do like that Paul threw a sure in there. Yeah. Sometimes it's the same thing every time.
Occasionally there's an anything is good, there's a yes, there's an okay.
Yeah.
Or I get the one at 5:50 and you know I'm not up.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're like, all right, if you're awake at 8, could we do 8?
And then
I tell you guys, well, call me. I mean, because when you say let's do 8, I set my alarm.
I know.
So what's the difference if I set my alarm
versus we call?
Or you guys call me, which would be like my alarm too. So I just say if it's, you decide you want me at 8, you forgot to tell me, just give me a call. I don't need much time. All I need is enough time to turn the equipment on, and I'm ready to go.
Paul, there's a lot of ways that I don't live up to Howard's legacy, but the number one thing I don't do is remember to text you and Sal at night. I sit down in this chair, and I'll be like, oh, God, how's 7? Like, it's every day. Thank you, Paul.
All right, take
care. Every day. I'm just like, oh, and he'll text me, like, what's Sal on today? When's Paul? I'm like,
At some point.
I'll figure it out. All right, Extendo Sports. We got time here. Rob in Connecticut first. Oh, you got something?
No, go ahead. Okay, I was saying, Extendo, we could do like a very fast, super great American football frenzy.
Love it. Rob, what's up?
Hey, Jeremy and Joe. I was telling Joe that you guys, when we have games like we did last night, I was saying to myself, I love the fact that you have a great job, but I don't envy the fact that you have to wake up the next morning and listen to some of the complaining. As a fan last night, I think what it was for me last night was I think I expected too much from coming off last week as far as the defense. I knew we were going to be all right. And, of course I want to be satisfied. I just don't want to have that rich people's mentality, like, spoiled with them. And, I expected too much from the defense. I was hoping that we would get that sack. I just couldn't understand why we didn't create more pressure against Tua. And that was my only complaint. Other than that, I mean, we're going to be fine. And I just don't envy you guys in the morning. I mean, I told Joe, do you guys, your ears bleed?
No. I think it is justified. Thanks, Rob. I think it is totally normal, acceptable, justified. We're talking Super Bowl. We're not talking, happy to win, happy to be here. This is great. It's wonderful. We all lived through the drought.
Mm-hmm.
Now we don't live there anymore. Now we don't talk moral victories as much. Now it's real honest to goodness. What'd you think? I my ears don't bleed. When do my ears bleed?
Rules analyst conversations.
Those. Maybe like put Josh Allen back there to bat down a Hail Mary.
Oh, those are always always good.
Those ones are tough.
I mean, that's not the worst
thing. Even then, I think if you are upset with something that happened in a game that you won, you are the same as the players. It's the point I always want to make. What do you think the Bills do for the next 24 hours? Talk about what could have gone better. You want to watch every single television show that says, this team and this community are so tightly wound and so tightly connected. That's right. So much so that after they win, we're like, all right, what could have been better? It's normal. I don't have any problem with it if anybody doesn't. Even if I think you go too far, or if you think I go too far, or not far enough. I think it's normal.
Just so you know, if a team's throwing a Hail Mary in the Super Bowl and with a second to go on the clock, Josh Allen will be on that field to knock it down.
What?
He absolutely will be.
Is that a bet board?
Yeah, 100%.
Why will he be out there?
Packers, Bills, Super Bowl. The Bills are up by 5. Packers are at the 50. There's 1 second on the clock.
What?
I will bet you anything you want. Josh Allen is marching onto that field to go stand at the goal line and knock it down.
Because they won't be able to stop him?
He and Keon Coleman, like, they're tall. Hey, their tallest, most athletic offensive players will go out there, and he's on that list.
All I want you
He's going out there. You guarantee he's going out there. Totally.
You know why?
He'll knock it down, too.
You know why Keon Coleman will be out there?
Well, because he's just going to jump super high and he's going to
get a rim shot. You know why Keon Coleman will be out there?
Why?
Because the defender will be all over him. It's a separation joke. It's fine. I think Keon's doing just fine.
We're doing separation jokes.
It's fine. I think Keon Coleman's doing just fine. One thing on him very quickly before Extend on Sports. He went for 8 for 112 on a touchdown in the opener. And it was, whoa, is this the new? No, I don't think it is. I think if you know what Coleman is supposed to be, you won't be mad about it. Same kind of thing where after that game, like, what's he going to go for, 1,700 yards? If he does, that's great.
Right, but he won't.
I definitely don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's a usage thing. I think that, you know, they're going to put him in position to win the way that he wins. Same with Jackson Hawes. Same with a lot of players that they have. They know what they're doing over there. We might not always agree with how they're approaching what they should do, but they're pretty good at knowing what they're doing. 803-0550. That's the phone number. All right. A very fast, super great American Football Friday frenzy in Extendo Sports. And then we hand it off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.